I took my gum out.
Yep, you ready?
But there I want to keep mine.
Put yeah, in your obvious post-it. Favor.
No, but I hate my job.
Gum is...
I'm choking.
Awful.
Scratch out hate and do love.
Guys. Hi, it's Robin.
And Alina.
And we're hijacking this podcast. This month is...
Employee culture.
Yes. No. It is a really different environment here than it is in most places.
But a positive.
Yeah.
You said different, and I don't want people to think it's a bad type of different.
Yeah,
fair
enough.
It's a good type of different.
You don't ever really feel out of place. You don't feel like just an employee.
I've had 3 jobs before now. And I think we are given the right amount of tools to work with, and as you can tell, we are hijacking this podcast. So Patty and Ginger are not here this week. However, we can still do our job just the way, as if they were here or not. We just ask all our questions to Brittany now. No, but I think we are given the right tools and enough like leash and leeway, and we aren't told we can't do certain things.
Yeah, just because they're not here doesn't mean that we can't move forward with our jobs and make decisions. Like, I think they entrust us with...
Yes, we're given a lot of trust.
Yeah, we're able to make those decisions and trust that they're good ones.
And hope for the best.
a good culture definitely starts at the top, but I think, and rolls down, but I think it's definitely the employees that create it as well, and sort of, maybe not create it, but they keep it going. But it definitely starts at the top.
I feel like personality is a big trait that went in the whole hiring process. And sometimes you can tell off the beginning that if someone's going to be a good part of the team or not. So I think...
And if you don't know right off the beginning, you know in the first couple of shifts...
If they're going to fit.
If they're going to fit. And
even like in the kitchen, we're all pretty outgoing, so having a quiet person... Not... Oh, dear.
You out.
Yeah. Not making the cut. No, but I find everyone's... works together and is not soft-spoken.
Mm-hmm. We're all pretty positive for the most part. And I say most part because, you know, not everyone is like
all day,
the
every
time,
day.
Right? So, but I think for the most part, yeah, we're positive. So I hope to work here for quite a while. I feel like there's many things that I can...
Unless I'm forced to keep doing these videos.
And
totally
amen.
Joking.
Amen. No.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, hopefully for a while. For a while.
I'm sure you all know about the lovely Meet the Crew with Alina, take 587, and how terrible it was, and how sorry I feel for Adam for recording that. No, but it was kind of funny watching it back, and now I laugh, but at the time I was not laughing. But I was one day grabbing a coffee before coming to this lovely work environment, and the girl giving me my coffee said, "Do you work at Kitchen Door?" And I said, "Yes," and she goes, "Oh, I saw your video," and I was mortified and kept driving on my way to work. But it was kind of funny, but it shows that the video was viral and had different people have seen it.
They're working, yeah. People have come up, "Oh, have we seen you in these videos?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Sorry you saw that.
Did you have a good laugh?
Yeah. No, they're funny.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, and you should speak about writing your name on everything, Robin. You can't touch or steal my pens. We're great.
I may or may not
besides,
put pieces
but our pens
of tape
are
on my
pens.
So that I know that they're mine.
And we know who stole the other person's pen.
It's true.
She makes me pick up the phone and call people that I don't want to call.
You don't want to call people?
No. Because I get too awkward and I choke and I hang up. That's my thing. What's your thing?
When you make me take over phone calls that you don't want to talk to people.
Like yesterday.
Can you take this phone call? Why?
At my desk.
Terrible. Anyways, this has been Main Ingredient with...
Robin.
And Alina.
Maybe see you again?
Probably not.
We can put our gum back in.